Every morning in the shtiebel you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6", weighed 245, kind of broad at the girdle and hairy at the lip. And everybody knew you didn't pull no shtick with Big Mush.
Big Mush, Big Mush,
Big Bad Mush. No one seemed to know where Moish called home. He just drifted into shul and davened alone. Didn't say much, just a mane here and there. And if you'd said shalom, he'd pretend not to hear Big Moish. Some people said he lived in Borough Park, where he liked to roam the streets after dark. And he once got jumped by three Ville de Fer, but they all ended up teeth in drear. Big Moish. Big Bad Mush.
Big Mush.
And then one day a yardside candle tipped over and the shul caught fire and men ran for cover. But the smoke was thick and the flame spread fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last except Mush. Through the smoke and the flames of that burning shell came a giant of a man that the minion knew well. Picked up three old men, let out with a groan. Like a mighty oak tree, he just stood there alone. Big Mush.
Big Mush, Big Mush,
Big Bad Mush.
Big Mush.
Then he carried them out and he ran back in like a man possessed again and again, till he saved 20 men from their would-be grave. And now there's only one safer Torah to save, a Big Mush. Through the raging flames he rushed once more, grabbed a burning Torah and ran for the door. But then that shul exploded like some heavenly sign, and everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big Mush.
Big Mush, Big Mush,
Big Bad Mush.
Big Mush.
Well, now the shul's rebuilt and all the people are back, but on a spot where he prayed stands a marble plaque. These few words are written on that stand: this shul was built in memory of a big, big man, Big Mush.
Big Mush, Big Mush,
Big Bad Mush.
Yeah.